a new month, a new week, and a new day. Welcome to CNN Student News. We're starting December in Thailand. The country is a constitutional monarchy. That means it has a king. But the government is run by an elected prime minister. Right now, that prime minister is Yingluck Shinawat. Some people in Thailand want her out of power. They say she's a puppet for her brother. He was prime minister until he was forced out of power and convicted of corruption. Yingluck Shinawat denies the accusation against her. Her critics have been calling for her to step down for weeks. Yesterday, protesters tried to force their way into government headquarters in Bangkok. On Friday, they jumped the gate at the army headquarters, demanding help to overthrow the government. For the most part, the protests have been peaceful, but on Saturday, four people were killed when protesters fought with Prime Minister Shinawat's supporters. Each side blames the other for starting the violence, but the situation in Bangkok is tense.
And the tear gas canisters are starting once again, and you can see everyone starts to run. Come over here. Some of these tear gas canisters are actually being thrown back behind police lines by the protesters. Watch the car. Some of the protesters are actually firing straight back as soon as they see the tear gas coming. No, over here. We have to try and get away from the tear gas at this point, otherwise we just can't keep reporting. But you can see the sheer level of the tear gas that's here at the moment.
Paikon! Paikon! Gathering!
So this basically disperses the crowd for a matter of minutes, but then they just come straight back once the tear gas actually clears. So it's a very different situation here on the streets of Bangkok, as you can see.
In the Bronx, a borough of New York City, investigators are trying to figure out what caused a passenger train to jump off the tracks. About 150 people were on board when it happened Sunday morning. At least four were killed and more than 65 were injured. By Sunday afternoon, authorities thought that all passengers were accounted for. Seven of the eight cars were off the tracks. At least two turned on their sides. One car was just a few feet away from the Harlem River. This happened at the same area where a freight train derailed in July.